Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, January 24th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. A blockbuster week of earnings is on tap, with heavyweights like Apple, Microsoft, and Caterpillar set to report, along with companies under the gun like GE and Boeing. For pure entertainment, the Tesla earnings call will promise some intrigue. The electric vehicle maker's 2021 deliveries guidance from 825,000 to 875,000 expected is the headliner of Tesla earnings day. Also next week, stimulus talk and an FOMC meeting are on the calendar. Another big wild card for the week could be positive data from Johnson & Johnson on its single-shot vaccine. In earnings news, Kimberly-Clark and Boot Barn report on the 25th. Verizon, Johnson & Johnson, General Electric, Lockheed Martin, American Express, Microsoft, Starbucks, Texas Instruments report on the 26th. Tesla, Facebook, Apple, AT&T, Boeing, Abbott Laboratories report on the 27th. Comcast, Dow, McDonald's, Altria, MasterCard, Mondelez International, Visa, and Western Digital report on the 28th. Chevron, Philips, Caterpillar, and Eli Lilly report on the 29th. In IPO news, expected IPO pricing includes Shoals Technologies, Qualtrics International, Zim Integrated Shipping, Vinci Partners, and Ortho Clinical Diagnostics. For a bit more color on Apple's earnings report, analyst estimates for Apple's Q4 earnings have been on the rise with strength across the product and services portfolio noted. All signs point to a strong launch quarter for the iPhone 12. In M&A news, the Bridge Biopharma and Eidos Therapeutics merger is expected to close on January 28th. The sports betting market stays in the spotlight next week. Reports on Michigan's launch on Friday, along with potential legislation moves in Texas, Canada, and New York, are possible. Developments in a number of smaller states like Massachusetts, Georgia, and Ohio could also happen. Analysts continue to push estimates for the total addressable market for sports betting higher in making the bullish case for DraftKings, Penn National Gaming, and Gang. Analysts think cybersecurity spending could pick up after the biggest hack in the history of the U.S. government. Wedbush's Dan Ives says Biden is using this black eye event to rethink the scale and scope of federal cybersecurity in the coming years, an initiative the firm thinks is long overdue. Top sector picks include Zscaler, Fortinet, Palo Alto Networks, and CyberArk Software. This week in Barron's mentions the stocks and themes that are drawing attention from Barron's Weekly Edition. Auto parts supplier LKQ Corp is tapped by the publication for a turnaround this year. The Barron's Roundtable trots out T-Mobile, Salesforce.com, and Philip Morris International as some of the picks for investors to consider for 2021. In our single stock focus, we're covering AbbVie with Stefan Redlich, who covered the stock late last week. The stock closed the week at just over $110. Redlich begins here. 1 year ago, I declared AbbVie to be undervalued and poised for a 2020 breakout. Ever since, the stock appreciated by 27% with a total return of almost 34%. The market has finally acknowledged that the upcoming patent expiry of AbbVie's blockbuster drug Humira is not the end of the world and does not prevent AbbVie from quickly returning to top-line growth. AbbVie is in a massive transformation, given that the world's best-selling drug Humira will lose patent protection in 2023 in the U.S., which carries enormous uncertainty in terms of the business impact. AbbVie's business has proven to be very resilient throughout the pandemic, and even if the Allergan acquisition was costly, and with the aesthetics business more susceptible to the pandemic, AbbVie remains a great long-term value and dividend growth pick. Redlich goes on, AbbVie's latest results from Q3 2020 have been stellar. Fueled by the successful Allergan acquisition, the company posted EPS of $2.83 and revenue of $12.9 billion, representing just over 52% year-over-year. Excluding the impact of the Allergan acquisition, adjusted net revenues grew by 4% with domestic growth of 6%, easily offsetting operational results from AbbVie's international business, which contracted 1.6%, primarily driven by Humira. Redlich goes on, while Humira is crucial to AbbVie today, its importance will dramatically decline in 2023 and beyond, as Humira will lose patent protection in the U.S. What's more important is how AbbVie's relatively new potential blockbuster drugs, Skyrizi and Rinvoq, are developing. Sales for both drugs have been ramping up at breakneck pace, with both drugs more than doubling year over year. Combined, they generated sales of $650 million, which is tiny compared to Humira, but already contributing 5% of AbbVie's top line. What's more, AbbVie's oncology portfolio has been growing at double-digit pace for quite some time. Redlich then goes on to discuss the dividend. AbbVie has posted very healthy growth figures over the last couple of years, and its dividend has followed suit. The five-year dividend growth rate stands at a whopping 20%, thanks to two separate monstrous dividend hikes in October 2017 and February 2018. The more normalized dividend growth rate is still around 10%, with the latest hike coming in at 10.2% in November 2020. AbbVie's current dividend yield still stands at a juicy 4.6%, and its dividend growth has been in the double digits for years. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on AbbVie, with two very bullish, seven bullish, and one neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast, on those platforms as well. Have a great week.